Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3, brought to you by Licking County Transit with fixed routes and on-demand response service. They've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guests today are Tim Young, President, CEO, Licking Knox Goodwill, and Lisa Baker, Vice President, Communications with Licking Knox Goodwill. Wind advisory up until 7 today. Cloudy skies and showers throughout the day, high near 74, clouds and rain tonight, and then partly cloudy for your Thursday. And before we get into it, just a reminder for folks, you will not hear the tornado sirens today at noon. Licking
County
Emergency.
Well, not as a test.
No, that's exactly right. I hope we don't hear them at all.
I hope you're right, but I just want to clarify that. If you hear them, it's real.
It's the real thing. Right. But the test at noon has been canceled by Licking County Emergency Management Agency, as they have, don't want to take any chances with the weather we have now. But if you do hear it, as Joel said, you might want to take cover and be prepared. Now, real quick, Tim and Lisa, you were just saying you're a rain person. You like this?
This is my weather. I like it.
Yeah. Is it just something you always relax in? Because I know a lot of people who love to sleep to the rain.
Oh, if I could sleep all day, it'd be great. rain sounds like I have, a tin roof kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I'll sit outside and just listen to it rain all day.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
And now, Tim, you're an outdoors guy. You like to get out. What about you? Does this bother you? Or
no, not really. Yeah. Not really. It's just another day in Ohio. You never know this time of year, right?
Yeah. Now, you talk about bad weather. Next week is spring severe weather awareness week.
Yeah.
Are you one of those who takes it serious? Because I know that I've gotten older, and I'm not saying you're old. A little older than me, but I've taken it more serious as I've gotten older. When
that's funny. We were just talking about it before the show.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about that. And it's, I think I've lived in my house since 93, and I think I went down to the basement 5 times maybe. So, but as I get older, I agree with you. I think that I better head downstairs.
That's what I do. I just tell the wife, hey, go stand outside and let me know what it's like, and then I'll meet you down in the basement.
But usually I turn the TV on and then see where everything, try to be
radio,
my own weatherman.
You hear that?
Yeah.
I just look
visual.
At the
visual. He's a visual guy.
Yeah, like the maps.
Yeah.
Licking Knox Goodwill, it has been a tremendous couple of years. I know, last year, I think it was, we're out over at the new big building over on D.O. Drive with the Goodwill store opening. Tim, it's amazing. I mean, you guys are just like that, and things are just taking off.
Well, we've got a tremendous staff and employees, so when we get an idea, we look at it, and if it sounds good, we run with it, and we make it happen.
So how does that work, then? Is it just everybody says, hey, let's try this? I mean, at the end of the day, buck stops at your desk, how does all that work?
Well, whenever we do something, my last comments are, this has to work, okay? So I set that
right. Yes, he says that all the time.
It's very true.
Pressure's on over there, Baker.
Yeah.
Right.
No matter who brings the idea, it's got to work. Mm-hmm. It's got to work. But no, I think we have a really good team of vice presidents, and with the CFO and COO, we all get together, and we just kind of brainstorm from time to time, or just an idea comes up and someone will walk in my office. I try to keep the door open at all times and say, hey, what about this idea? What do you think of this? And either I say, yeah, let's investigate a little bit further, or I don't say it's a dumb idea.
It's not a word. It's a face.
Yeah. Actually, it's no words. There's a lot,
Is it, when you get these ideas, Tim, we hear all the time, you got to surround yourself with good people.
Absolutely.
And I've known you guys for a while. I know Lisa, and I know the job she does. And there's so many, as you mentioned, your staff. But truly, is it as a leader, you find good people and you get out of their way and then you let them do their thing?
It truly is. Mm-hmm. It is. I get asked that quite a few times, how do you manage? And I say, well, first of all, I don't believe I'm a micromanager. And, you let the people do their work, do their job, and stay out of the way. And it might not be the way I do it or I would do it, but as long as it gets done, that's all I care.
Well, and results speak.
Oh,
I mean, you've grown just in the last few years should tell people a little bit about how well you're doing.
Yeah. Well, just to give you an idea on that point, when I started in 2011, we had about 200 and some employees. Well, this past summer we hit 635. So it gives you an idea how we have grown.
Yeah. And Lisa, those employees, the jobs that they're involved in, I mean, we were running a commercial earlier about, the reentry program and getting all these folks these jobs. I think we forget about that too when we talk about Goodwill. People want to think about the stores and that. But man, the employees in there are learning and gaining so much experience.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We have such a variety of different training programs with our mission services, and then we do some free things for the community at the Grove as well. You never know what you're going to be able to provide as a service, because we're always coming up with something new. And really, it's just kind of amazing all of the different opportunities that we offer. I mean, especially just in employment, you can come in entry level in a cleaning position, or you can have management in retail or a contract or in a banquet hall. I mean, we literally have such a variety under one umbrella.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, your night to shine, you know, getting ready for that coming up, where you take time to recognize these folks. You put together a great video. First off, who does it? Is that you?
That's me. Yeah, it's our Awards of Excellence. Yeah. We do it once a year.
That is amazing, that video put together. And look, I've seen it enough times. Sometimes there's not a dry eye in the house. How hard is it for you to do those and kind of keep your composure?
It can be a little, you know, heart-wrenching at times. You know, actually, after we leave here today, we're starting to film most of that to get it ready for the next couple weeks. So I've been getting messages left and right from people. Did you read your script? Yeah, I promise, you've got this. You're just speaking from the heart.
It is. Yes. I mean, that's especially when, you know, you talk about somebody who's been nominated and the folks then talk about that person. That's what I love, because no one wants to talk about themselves unless they're Joel Riley, because that's what he does.
Why you got to do that?
But I mean, it is the folks that go to that, the folks that go to that too, Tim, that whole evening is so much fun. And I know you love that.
Oh, I love it. I look forward to it. You know, we try to get everybody involved, and we have different themes. And this year, Lisa's come up with a pretty unique theme. Last year, it was basketball.
And this year, we're boxing. Yes.
So I'm not sure what my role is going to be.
Boxing.
We actually built a little boxing ring right in the middle of the banquet hall. Ropes, lights,
you name it.
They've got silk robes to put on and make their appearance.
Okay, I didn't know about that part.
That's remember how you said you there, let us kind
there
of
was
go
a look
it?
Yeah. There was whoa. A look right there.
Whoa, Lisa, I think that's one that's going no.
This one did not clear management hurdle.
He asked, like, what are we wearing? I'm like, something.
So there you are.
That's hilarious.
You better be ready to go. But you know, we talk about the amount of employees. You got the stores in Knox County, and I swear to you can't drive around Licking County without seeing a store. The growth in the stores is amazing to me. I mean, we were just on vacation talking to Jennifer McDonald, chamber president, and she said, have you been in the Buckeye Lake store? I said, we were down there when it opened. Man, they've got some great things in there.
Oh, that's good
that's
to hear.
The beauty now of these stores. It's
right.
Not your mom and grandma's old Goodwill.
That's right. It's
so
not,
talk about how important these have been.
Well, especially, Buckeye Lake was kind of a work in progress for many years, because we actually rented it. I think it was the old IGA.
It was.
And, you know, it was pretty rough shape. And I kept wanting to do something, because that was a large parcel of land. So it finally became available. And boy, that was all brand new to us, building a brand new store. But it was a lot of fun. We learned a lot from it. And if you go in there, we have like pictures from the area. And actually, I'm in a couple of those pictures when I was a little kid. So I got some of my grandkids up there. And it's kind of I guess it's a hometown store, you know. But it's been a really good one. And we offer some unique items there, like fishing equipment, you know, of course, for Buckeye Lake.
And you're an outdoorsman, so that's right up your alley.
Well, it is, and it kind of shows my personality, that's for sure.
Yeah.
A little more of that than the boxing robes, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. Yes, exactly.
Well, I got to tell you, when you open that new store up on Dio, I mean, the old Kroger location, and you completely converted that, Dave and I happened to be there grand opening morning, I was blown away by how many people, not only that, I mean, in the store, like in a half hour, the place was an ant farm. I mean, there's people everywhere. But how many people were there early just to wait to get in?
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, I got there about 5:30 in the morning, and there were people who had told me they'd been there since midnight. Yeah. Yeah. And there were stories of what happened when I got rushed at the door as soon as they arrive. And then they started fighting over who was in line first because they wanted these gifts. Because we always give away some great swag bags when we open a store. Sure. And, you know, as it got bigger and bigger, I'm starting texting people. I'm like, I need someone to come outside and help me. There are so many people here. Like, they're fighting for their place in line.
And then, but once that part, you know, like the first 100 people or whatever it was, still the line was long. And that when we left, I mean, we were there for
a couple hours, yeah.
The line went around the entire perimeter of the inside of the store, which, I think goes to your marketing and how well-received Goodwill stores are now, but be the value. I mean, people shop today with an eye on price. They want to get good value for what they're buying, and that is like win-win down the line.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I lost count of how many people we actually had when we opened the store. I stand there with my camera and I just record it because there's no amount of clicking and counting that I can do. And it took over 10 minutes for the initial crowd just to funnel into the store. And when I saw that line wrap all the way around, I mean, unfortunately, some people just said, I'm done, and left and didn't check out. So now we know we're probably going to have like double the registers at the next store for that first opening hour. It's kind of crazy. And there's always one that has to just be that first person darts through the line so they can say they're our first customer. And it's exciting. And they shop for anything. They love the shoes at this store. They put up a special shoe wall with feature shoes. It looks just like a traditional shoe store. You know, you can imagine. And they shop it like crazy.
Wow.
Love it. You can get a great deal. And shoes, you know, I like some things that are more a little more unique, you know, so maybe they haven't been out for a while and people see a pair of boots. I know there was a lot of discussion over some Doc Martens that were there when we opened. I remember there were people like wishing they were in their size.
I remember, what was that? It was a Star Wars
figurine. I was just getting
ready. Oh, my God. Yes, the Stormtrooper.
Stormtrooper.
It was like
Christmas.
A Christmas thing.
It was in the promotional video. We were getting messages from people asking to buy it ahead of time.
Oh, look, there was a little old lady and I were about ready to get the boxing shorts on.
Throwing down.
And get ready. Maybe that's where you got the idea for the boxing.
Yeah, I think it's just for that. Get along with my coworkers a little better. We got this.
But I mean, there was a ton of people in there. And Tim, the other thing that I found, and you guys took us over there to check it out, was the online shopping. Yes. I mean, I think people sometimes forget that. I mean, here we are, you know, in this technology age, and you get online and do this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. The way we do that is, it might be of interest to people because they always ask, how do you get all this, you know, these items for the online? And actually, each one of our stores are required to donate so much, especially unique items, and they've been trained to what to watch for, and we can typically get a higher value or a higher price out of something online than we can in the store. So, you know, we had a whole case of pokey. I don't know if I should mention this because I don't want everybody, you know, crashing our system looking for this stuff. But we had a sealed case of Pokemon cards, and I'm a little old for that. But you know, my son had them when he was younger, and I think it sold for like $800 or something crazy.
I believe it was
unopened. So,
but that's not crazy for someone that knows what it is.
Yeah,
that's, you know, that's the thing. You know, you become acquainted with people that, you know, when they used to be like thrift stores and, you know, kind of what day stuff come in. And, you know, that's, you know, it's like, you know, garage sale Saturday. If you're a real garage saler, you get there. If it opens at 8 o'clock, you got to be there about a quarter till to kind of get an eyeball on stuff and those kind of things. So now that you've got people trained, you can get the maximum dollar out of those things and really further your mission.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I love walking through that area just to see the unique items they have.
Yeah, it was great when we went over there and looked at that.
Yeah.
Well, the DO Drive store, the Plaza store, has a unique display. So you can actually go in and see a lot of the items in person that are posted online. So it's kind of a neat feature that we've added to this. You know, we took all of those employees and moved them into this location, too. So they got all new equipment, got to spread out. So, you know, they're moving up in the world.
Yeah.
This is like the fourth location we've had for the online store. It just keeps growing and growing and growing.
So many people not well. This little company called Amazon, they seem to be doing
with
their stuff online. I mean, their vans are... Real quick, before we take a break...
Yeah, we're going to get vans and we're going to start... No.
Oh, yeah.
My staff, if they're listening, is going, no.
No.
That's a bad idea. Real quick, it was cool, too, because you took us around back and you showed us the workers behind the scenes.
Yeah, the processors.
Yes. I mean, that was amazing to me as well, Tim. Those folks... You might not ever see them, but they're the ones getting that stuff ready to go for
it. It's interesting. Yeah, they're the one that they're doing the work to get it out on the floor, and that's our central processing area now. And it's kind of a new concept for us because we've always just, you know, the donations that came in the stores are hung in the stores typically. And if they get too many, they're moved about. But the central processing, now our stores can actually, you know, email and say, hey, we're short on men's jeans, for example. And we'll have a rack of them and we can just wheel the rack out to our box trucks and deliver it right off the truck onto the floor.
Mm.
So
that's
it. It saves a lot of time.
How things have changed.
Yeah.
How things have changed. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Newark Heath, powered by Licking County Transit. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Tim Young, President, CEO, Licking Knox Goodwill, and Lisa Baker, Vice President, Communications. Mostly cloudy today with a little bit of rain, which is right up Lisa's alley. She has no problem with that at all. She likes the rain. We've got that high right around 74, and then clouds tonight with rain, and then partly cloudy on Thursday. Wind advisory remains in effect until 7 this evening. Real quick before we get to the foundation and all the great things taking place there, but summer's not too far away. We're coming into spring. I know, I think it's next week or 10 days away to spring starts, but the summer camps and
summer
all
camps.
These things that you guys are doing out at the Grove and at Goodwill, maybe talk a little bit about those.
Well, it all kind of kicks off with our Pony Express program. So that's our horseback riding program for children with disabilities. That kicks off on May 12th. So we just put our registration live. You can hit our Facebook page and you can read all about it and find that registration link. And then as we move into the summer months, we've got 4 special weeks of day camp this year. That starts every other week of the summer, starting June 8th. Still kind of finalizing all the details, but we always have our wild camping adventures. And that's where we kind of have kids learn how to play outside without their electronics. It's always exciting. Usually it has a different like overlay. Last year we learned all about weather, so I was great with the rain then. This year it's going to be a mad scientist camp. Mm. So they're going to get to decorate their lab coats. We're going to make some Barbies into Frankensteins and have a whole day of egg experiments for sure.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
And we're excited to bring back Impact Martial Arts this year, mm-hmm. too. So they're going to be there for their martial arts fun camp for that first week of in July that we have camp.
Wow. So sounds like burning off a lot of calories for those kids.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, we turn our whole playground into a ninja warrior obstacle course for that one. Oh, and I have a little like head strap for my GoPro, and the kids pass it off from kid to kid, and they run this obstacle course.
That's
and
hilarious.
The video is amazing at the end, especially the ones that like go hard and dive into the mud or swing from the monkey bars. I mean, it makes for an amazing video.
Right on.
Tim, you might want to try the boxing thing instead of doing that thing.
Yeah, really.
But all the information, if folks want to look at registering and all those kind of things, they can just go right online.
They can go online. Yep. Yeah. We're getting ready to post up everything about summer camp. Mm-hmm. So that'll be on thegrovebytheriver.com. Everything else, really, just watch our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Any of our socials are a great way to get in touch with us.
All right, Tim, anytime I talk to you, your face lights up when we talk about the foundation and the scholarships and how you're helping folks completely outside of what people think Goodwill is all about. This is really near and dear to you with this foundation.
Well, it is. It is. I took the concept to our Board of Trustees in 2013 and presented it, and we came up with a plan, and we reached that goal or that plan in 1 year. So then we upped the ante a little bit and made it more specific to the 2-year college degree, CTAC, junior, seniors in high school, and those with disabilities, with a very high preference given to our employees if they would apply. Mm-hmm. So We started out in 13, as I mentioned, but we actually presented the first scholarships in 2015. So it's hard to believe that it's been, you know, 10 years now, 10, 11 years. But we still are giving out preference scholarships to those attending, like I say, CTEC, COTC, which is near and dear to my heart. COTC has been a big factor in my success over the years. And then any other two-year degrees. But we also give out four-year degrees, but also certificate programs as well. I mean, diesel mechanics, you know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Firefighters, cosmetologists, you know, it's just, those are positions that are needed. And so we can certainly meet those needs and help them out with their, with a scholarship.
And the families that receive those, Tim, now look, I've made him cry before, so I'm trying not to go there with it. But I mean, the families are, for some, this is a lifeline for them if they want to see that their kids are able to do so, or even themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. Actually, I should have brought this letter I just received. This is honest to God truth. Two days ago, I get a letter from a gentleman that's been with us over 10 years now. And I'll share his first name. His first name's Dustin. And he wrote me this full-page letter. And see, I'm getting a little choked up just thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But he thanked me and the organization for having this program because he's been going to school for the last couple years, well, 3 years actually. And he's thinking about, well, he's going to retire or resign from the organization. From his current position and go into helping the elderly with his degree. And, you know, he's one of those guys that you don't want to lose, but that's our mission. Boy, that fits our mission perfectly. You know what? We helped this gentleman through some tough times, and he worked through them, and now he's going to have a college degree and do what he's always dreamed of. Like, man, that's what it's all about right there.
Yeah, that's not your old goodwill anymore. Stepping in. Now, again, I'm looking at the sheet here. I mean, you've awarded 366 scholarships, almost $375,000. That's amazing, Tim, when you think back. Because I'm sure that wasn't an easy thing to get off the ground back in 2013, was it?
Well, I'll just share. The preservation balance for this account, we decided was going to be $500,000. Mm-hmm. Well, we reached that monumental amount within the year's time. And a lot of people don't know, but we have a roundup program at all of our retail stores, and that's where all those monies go. It goes into our foundation, and that is to the Licking County Foundation and the Knox County Foundation. Mm-hmm. We try to keep it even, but you know, with the stock market and all, it's kind of hard to do that. But that's just how it began. And so we decided to up it to $1 million. Said, hey, $1 million has a nice ring to it, right? Mm-hmm. But it's a preservation balance, so we don't want to go beyond that. And of course, with stock market and returns so good, we've built that. So we're able to get, we've been approved for over $65,000 this year for scholarships.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about touching lives.
I'm just going to,
Yeah. That is amazing. Now, you're going on vacation, you said, and then September, and I joke with you, you better watch out because, you know, things can get done.
Yeah.
What do you got planned for the future then? I mean, what are you looking at, Tim? If you could kind of look out a little bit and say, here's our next step, without giving away too much, but are there things
that... we've got a lot of things on our plate.
Right.
We always do.
And
we kind of just work, and if it's a time frame, then we can do it, you know? We've got a couple of things.
Like, don't say it.
Yeah. No, not that. Lisa's stopping me now.
No, that's why you need to pay her more.
Let me just put it this way. This is something that if it does come to fruition, it's something that is very needed in this community and something that I'm not sure any other Goodwills have done.
Okay.
And we just had a big meeting on it yesterday. That's how fresh it is. Well, it's been going on for several years. But we just made a lot of headway yesterday. I'm really putting some teasers out there. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, but I keep looking over at Lisa, and she hasn't, you know, put the kibosh in. Now she is. Now she's like, whoa.
That is enough, boss.
No. So I'll leave it with that. But then we're always, we've got some possibilities on some new business lines. Mm-hmm. As you know, I think we have BSW out at on O'Neill out in Hebron that we put together. We package a lot of things for different vendors. including some state agencies as well. So that's always exciting, and we've got something that's brewing there. But I don't know. It's kind of iffy at this point. It's kind of 50-50, but I hope we can land it. And then we rent a few of our stores, and I would like to
not rent,
but we keep looking to purchase what.
Oh, see that? You just got the look.
I know.
Keep it right there. We don't want to rent anymore. That sounds good to me.
But we got a couple that we're looking at, and you know, we're always looking for good locations.
Yeah. Lisa, back to the Grove real quick.
Yeah, you better cut me off.
Well, she's looking at me like I'm in trouble.
Ring out the hook.
I'm going to Newark Kiwanis. We just had our pancake breakfast out there, and you know, we had a meeting yesterday. Everybody talked about what a wonderful facility. But I mean, I remember when you guys bought that and all the work and effort that had to go to get to that. But now people just rave about the Grove.
Well, we definitely appreciate that. You know, the very first year we had the Grove, Pancake Day was really our first big event that we hosted. And I remember they were like, come in at 3 a.m. And I mean, I kind of felt like I needed to sleep there because everyone was so excited. It was new. You know, we didn't know what we were doing. We were learning right along with you. And, you know, we've gotten to the point where we book weddings, we book baby showers, we provide catering, we have full bar service. I mean, we even do a lot of celebrations of life. A lot of people can't afford a full funeral, but we have some great packages to make even the saddest of times comfortable for everyone.
I remember when Lisa brought that, she goes, hey, do we want to do this? I go, I never even thought about doing that, but yeah, why not?
You know, I know this one radio station has their little Christmas party over there, and we have a blast in there.
It's a
lot of fun.
It's usually a good time, and I'll tell you that, and I'm going to put the capper on it, but you know, when the community notices, that's a good thing. When other entities that are kind of doing, Habitat for Humanity was here just like a couple of weeks ago, and even they said, like, hey, when we started thinking about this community and what we're going to do and all that, we wanted to maybe reach out to some folks and maybe help some people. And it was like, hey, there's goodwill. And it was like, wow, they don't need any help. They're doing fantastic. So, again, you know, that's when you're a leader, when you're doing the good, really good things, people notice. Yeah. I mean, it has real impact beyond just our community.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mentioned them because they're good people.
You'd stop right there. Did you see she leaned back and she's like,
oh, here we go.
I'll tell you, this Riley and this Donnie, we're never coming back in here again. So, Lisa, I'll let you get the final word. If folks want any information on anything we talked about, Goodwill, the camps, the Grove, anything, what do they need to do?
Best thing to do, follow us on social media. You can also hit us on our websites, which is goodwillnewark.com. But we have so many other websites too, thegrovebytheriver.com. If you go to goodwilltogo.com, it's all about our retail stores. I mean, just find us, follow us, like us, share. We're always there for everyone.
And if you go online, you can actually apply for a scholarship clear up through March 26th.
Okay. So there's still time for folks.
It's open right now.
When do you make the announcements and when do you hand those out?
Oh, gosh.
June-ish.
Yeah, I was going to say it was sometime in June. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, this is why you need to pay her more, Tim. You looked over her for the answer.
Right. Well, that's all right.
I'm going to get him in trouble.
But we actually have our own foundation committee with some of our staff and board members, and we sit and we go through every one of the applications individually.
It's not an easy thing to do, is it?
No,
it's
not.
It's hard to say no.
Right.
It's really
I sit on the Lincoln County Foundation Scholarship Review Committee. It's one of the best things I do every year. You just want to give them all something because it's just so many great people out there. You want to help them, and that's the mission of Goodwill, helping so many people. So Tim, appreciate it as
Thank
always.
You for
Lisa,
having
you
me.
Can you can take care of him when you.
I'll try.
You
get that's why I here. Drove separate.
Smart. That's why you're CEO and president right there.